Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girls, which is actually our final episode. Woo! I'm your girl, Marisa. Yeah.
And this is Jen Mateo. We're glad to have you here on our finale. Marisa, it's been so long. What do you think about this?
I know. I almost want to shed a tear because we've been on the air for like 4 years. I can't even believe that it's been that long. But you know what? It's been
seriously,
a fun 4 years. I think that's why, you know, they say
absolutely,
time flies when you're having fun. So
uh-huh,
we've definitely
absolutely
been having some fun on the show. Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to take tonight out with a bang, people.
That's
listen,
right.
Share the post on Facebook, Instagram, to your followers, Twitter. Let them know to tune into this last show. But you can always go back, at least for a couple months, go back and listen to the archived episodes because the page won't be completely down. So you can go listen back. You can always check out what we've done in the past. We've got some great shows that we've had, some great interviews
right
that we've done with some awesome people. And we're going to talk about some of those interviews. And Jen and I are going to share some of our favorite episodes, you know, and, you know, just anyone that meant, like, something special to us. And you can call in and tell us what your favorite episode is if you'd like to do that. That'd be awesome. 323-792-2900. Feel free to talk to us. This is our last show, guys, at least for now. You never know what the future may hold for the Late Night Girls. So, but for now, we are starting a new chapter in our lives. You know, when one door closes, another one always opens.
Mm-hmm.
Another
absolutely
great opportunity. So, you know, it's a farewell for now, people. So, Jen, how are you feeling? How is your week? How's everything been going?
Oh, I'm feeling great, actually. I know it's the finale. It's kind of sad, but it's for good things. So I actually feel great. It feels like a great new beginning, and I have actually had a wonderful weekend. I spent it with my baby. He came up to see me, so that's yeah. So no, it's
and
like a lot of things are happening. So I'm excited about, you know, the future and everything that's happening.
I really am too, and I had a fun and exciting weekend myself. One, I got to see Jimmy Kimmel live in Brooklyn, baby. Yeah. So if you don't know, Jimmy Kimmel normally tapes in L.A., people, but he was here for 1 week. And
Brooklyn?
I said, he was here for 1 week. He was in Brooklyn,
oh,
did a lot of stuff 5 days straight. And it was just awesome because I was here on the final day. Public Enemy was a live performance, and that was like
okay,
thebomb.com. So who else was there? Oh, Howard Stern was on the show. They had a couple people from the Mets because I think did they just like win the playoffs or something? I know I'm totally not a sports person. I think that's what it was. Oh, they're going to the playoffs.
They're going to the
oh my
Super Bowl
God
after like
oh,
29
Super
years
Bowl
or
this
something
is not,
like that.
No,
I'm sorry. Friday, Jimmy Kimmel Live. It was awesome, amazing, and we got to hook cool
up. I was VIP with my friends. some of my co-hosts from the Minority Report show. When I tell you free food and drinks the entire time, I was just alive.
VIP.
Met some awesome people. It's always great to be VIP. And also, if you have not seen, wherever you are in the U.S., the Things Your Man Won't Do by Jacarius Johnson, that play, the stage play, is touring right now. So if you hear that play come into your city or your state, please go see that. That was, like, awesome, the show. I loved it. Got to meet everybody on the cast. Again, another perk of being VIP, having front row tickets, front row seats to play. There is nothing like being right up front. I mean, I've never experienced that until now. Last time I went to a play on Broadway, I was, like, way in the back.
Yeah.
I think I need binoculars.
I never get up front tickets.
I think I needed binoculars last time to view, but this time I had to hold my head back. I was like, oh, I'm too close. Wait a minute. My neck hurt. It's like being right in the front seat at the movie theater. I was like, this is, you know, a little weird. I'm right up on you. No, but that was a cool experience. It really was.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh. The cast, first of all, Terry Vaughn, LaVita Alizé Jenkins from the Steve Harvey Show. Oh, my gosh. For those of you that watched that growing up, I'm telling you, she is like, that's my girl. I was like, hey, homegirl, what up, girl? You just don't know you my girl, right? You know, I was just like, Taraji P. Henson does not know she's my girl. Like, Taraji is like my homegirl, like, for real. That's like my sister. Sister from another mister. Anyway, so, well, we both had wonderful weekends, it seems. So there's so much more to come, people. Oh, my goodness. If you're not watching the Minority Report, if you're in the New Haven area, you got to tune in. At least once a week they show it on Channel 26 and I think 27. So check that out on CTV, the Minority Report. That's where you can find me. And at least watch me once a week there. And we're live once a month. So that's one of the things that we've got going on. And what I want to talk about very briefly, right, because since we are changing, you know, Jen, both of us are going in, you know, great and new directions. And I just want to say, people, change is great, you know. Sometimes, you
Absolutely.
Know, change is inevitable in order to make way for greater opportunity. That's, you know, the first thing. People are afraid of change. Even I was a little afraid, you know, to be honest, when I was like, Jen, you know, should we end the show? Should we do this? You know, and that was just some of the advice that I'd gotten from one of my new business mentors. And you know what? Change is actually good. I was afraid to make the change. Change is good, though. Change allows you to take on new things, explore, you know, things that you might not be able to do because, you know, you're still stuck in one place. It's okay to take things to another level and move on and try something new. You know what? You can always come back to it. You can always come back to it if that's what you want to do later on in life. So don't be afraid, guys, to take the leap.
Right, if it's necessary. And it's usually, like you said, bigger, better things are in the horizon for, like, when you make a change. I know I used to be scared of change, and I never liked change, but there's been so much change in my life. And it's only like this year alone this year. But it's been for the best, you know. It's like, and like you just don't see, like, it just works out for the best when you change things after a while. Sometimes you reinvent it. Sometimes you just start something new altogether. But don't be afraid of it. When you're in your comfort zone, you're never going to realize your greatest potential if you just stay stagnant. So it's always best to see what else is happening.
Absolutely. So change is healthy for you, people. Change is healthy. You know, embrace the change. Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, one of the things – oh, wait, before we get all into, like, our favorite show stuff, I do want to bring this up real quick, right? Because, you know, we got to talk about this for a hot minute. The violent classroom arrest by that officer and the student.
Oh, yeah.
And he just came and flipped her chair over desk. Now, at first, we didn't see the beginning of the video, what happened. So I was in my McDonald's office. You know, every now and then I go on McDonald's and I sit and chill to get on Wi-Fi. Who doesn't? Or Starbucks, you know. We all got our spots. So I was like, hey, let me go sit up in here and do some stuff and let my son sit here with me. So we were in there, and they showed the video. I don't know if it was CNN, one of those stations we were watching, and it was on the big screen. And we're like, okay. So it says that we didn't see the part that actually the video now shows that the girl, like, swung at the officer like she was about to punch him. But it looked like he was about to punch him while he already knocked her chair over, though. So it's still a little confusing. Uh-huh. You know how they be trying to cover up stuff all the time, first of all, when it's against the police. But I was like, even if she did try to punch him, let's just say even if she straight tried to punch him regardless, right, because he's probably all in her face anyway, foul language, cursing her out, telling her to get up. Because I'm sure she had a mouth on her. She probably had an attitude. Okay, that's why they called the police in there in the first place, because she was being disruptive. But I still do not feel like that police's actions were justifiable, regardless, even if she lifted her hand up to try to hit him. First of all, he knows she ain't got no gun. He manhandled her and threw her on the floor like that. You still did not have to treat her like that. I thought that was just overboard. Like, no matter what, I wouldn't have even handled the dude like that, like the guy in the classroom. So you're going to handle a girl like that? I was like, and you're supposed to be a police officer. There's still supposed to be some tact, something. There's supposed to be a better way for you to do this. But no, he was treating her like she was an animal and just threw her on the ground. That's just my opinion. Did you see the video, Jen?
Yeah, I didn't see the first part where he said she hit him or was attempting to hit him. But it just, I seen the part where he flipped her over on the desk and manhandled her, and it just seemed extreme. And the whole thing here is, like, she's a young teenage female, which we all know, you know, by nature, women are, or even as a teenager, we aren't as strong as a man. And he's, like, this big, bust-up police officer. He's actually a deputy sheriff, I believe.
Yeah, and they said he's, like, he has a bodybuilder build, too. They, all the class.
Yeah, he is, like, huge.
He's, like, a bodybuilder.
Yeah, and, like, he should have, I believe it was a pride thing. She probably started saying, oh, what are you going to do? I'm not getting up. Or who knows? And it was probably a pride thing where he probably felt embarrassed and felt like he needed to show out what he should have done. What he should have done is just call for backup from a female officer, some female officers to take her and whatever they're going to do. But to body slam her on the chair and everything. Oh, and then
Ray body slammed her and dragged her.
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be on desk duty or something like that because he had another complaint that was being investigated for excessive behavior, like doing too much or something.
Yeah, they said that's not his first time, right? They said he's always been complained on about that.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering why he was in there for so long. Like, why? But I did see that it said that he was going to be on probation or something without pay. Is what they said. And I'm like, you darn Skippy, you better not be getting paid, having no free vacation while they investigate nothing. And if he's had that many complaints on him already, there shouldn't be no more investigation. Like, there shouldn't be. Because, let me tell you, I hate to say it, but if it was somebody of color, he definitely would have been off already. They would have fired him.
They would have
fired
him.
And let him, and let it be with a white kid. Let it be with a white kid.
Oh,
and that was a black cop. Oh, no.
He would have been prosecuted.
No. Exactly. So, you know, I hate to leave the show talking about this mess, but this is the real world, people. This is what is going on in our country. And, you know, justice needs to happen. And as everybody's saying, Black Lives Matter, and they really do. Everybody's lives matter. But it just seems like more crimes are being, you know, against Black people at this time. They just really are. It's very sad.
That's so crazy.
Well, folks. Oh my gosh. All right. So listen, if anybody wants to see the movie Halfway House, one of my friends, Pepe Vega, he actually wrote and produced this movie. This is his second movie. And it's going to be playing here in New Haven at the Criterion Theaters. You guys can hit me up after the show, send me a Facebook message or whatever, and just say that you'd like to know how you can get tickets, and I'll forward you the information because I am going to see this movie at the Criterion Theater. I am going to support my friends that are doing their things, doing their own independent films, because eventually I'll be doing my own independent films. I just don't know.
That's right.
Don't know.
There's so much
plays and all. Plays and all.
When does it come out, this movie?
It'll be out this Thursday. So I got my ticket. And let me tell you, the tickets are the cutest. It's like a little keepsake. It's like a wooden house, and it says Halfway House on it, and it has the movie date and everything. I was like, this is so cute. Now, it is a little bit more costly than a regular movie. It's $15. But I was like, again, it's for an independent film. You have the little keepsake doing stuff. So I was like, it's worth it. So just now I'm hoping that the movie is good.
It's going to be great.
Definitely. And you know what? I told him, because I was actually supposed to be in this movie. So I was like, listen, don't play on the next one. I'm going to be in the next movie. He's like, nah, I got you. I got you. I was like, all right now. All right. That's going to be my acting debut.
You heard it here first, guys. Look out for Marisa.
Exactly. So Halfway House, Pepe Vega. Check it out this Thursday. You have to get the tickets, though, in advance. So hit me up, guys, on our the Late Night Girls Facebook page or at Marisa B. It's fine. Either way, just make sure you hit me up if you want to go to this movie and support our independent filmmakers. I think that's an awesome, awesome thing. And we just got to do more supporting all around anyway. Like, it's just good, too, because think about it. If you were doing something like this, you'd want somebody to support you, right? Right.
Yes,
I know you would. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I know it. So, folks, I mean, this is our show finale. And, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, some of our favorite moments on the show. And, again, if you want to call in to tell us what were your favorite moments on the show, please do. Feel free. 323-792-2900. Again, that's 323-792-2900. Feel free to call in. For those of you that are just now tuning in, this is the Late Night Girls show finale. You are joining Marisa B. and Jen Mateo for our final show, at least for now. You know, again, we said earlier, change is great and sometimes inevitable in order to make the way for greater opportunities, people. But listen, you can always follow us on social media and stay in contact with us at Marisa B, M-E-R-I-E-T-A-B, and at Jen Mateo 1, J-E-N-M-A-T-E-O 1. Please stay connected. Stay connected. Jen, you have any special favorite moments, you know, during your time here on the show?
I do. I have many favorite moments. But you know what I love the most? Our callers. Our callers are great. They call from all over.
Really?
And they have, like, the craziest stories and the best comments. So I want to say thank you to our callers, those who have called.
Aww.
You have been great. And we totally appreciate it. So thank you, callers. Hopefully you guys are listening and calling in. And let us know when your favorite shows were.
But absolutely.
I want your shout out to callers.
We did have some pretty cool callers, right? We really did.
Yeah, we sure did.
They're awesome. They were funny. They were funny. And they made some good points, you know, about certain topics and things. They asked some good questions to our interviewees and things like that. So, yeah, all right, look, am I still good? I just switched from what I was on. Can you still hear me great, people? Can
you
hear me okay?
You sound just fine. You sound the
okay,
same.
Okay, perfect. One of my favorite shows, and a couple other people expressed that as well, they really liked when Comedian Capone came onto the show.
Right.
You know, they thought
that
he had a lot of... Yeah, a lot of great things to share about what he was doing and how he got started and stuff like that. And, you know, they thought that he was great. So that was cool. That was one of my favorites. I think one of my all-time favorites is when I actually got to interview some people live and in person, you know, and bring them on to the show just for a minute. You know, when we did Tank, Erica Campbell, and Shantae Moore. Got to meet them last year, actually, and, you know, had a blast with them because they were at the Celebration of Soul at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go down there and see them in person. Now, I love me some Tank, y'all. I love me some Tank. Like, I just wanted to get a man a kiss when I saw him. Just like, what?
Watch out.
That's my man.
His beautiful wife wasn't too far.
But they ain't married yet. They are not married. They got two kids, but they are not married. Mm. Put a ring on it, boo. Put a ring on it, boo. Put a ring on it.
They're still together.
Oh, my gosh. No, I wouldn't. That's why I kept my cool, and I was respectful, you know, definitely. We also had Pepe Vega a while ago, and I'm going back like a while ago.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, because he had a store. Well, he still has it. It's Nitro's on Whaley Avenue, but there's also a kid's store in there now that he bought in. And you know what? I think that was one of the shows like where we got like the most viewers for the first time.
Listen, yeah, absolutely. When I saw those numbers, I'm like, wow. Okay, Pepe Vega.
I was like, oh my gosh. I think like by now it's like at like 2,000, even probably 3,000. If we go back. As a matter of fact, I'm about to go back and look at some of the show numbers. You know, it's been awesome because when we first started, I think we only had like 60 followers a week. And, you know, over a course of time, if it wasn't for our listeners going back to listen to these shows, I mean, we wouldn't have gotten where we have gotten, definitely. So many thanks to our listeners of the show for making it the success that it was, because honestly, the show started out as a hobby. I mean, I remember asking Eugene, like, or matter of fact, I remember just telling you I was going to start a show called Late Nights with the Girly Girl. And then you're like, I want to be on the show. Let's do it together. And I was like, that would be fun. Let's do it together. And this is like what it's become like 4 years later as a hobby. So I think that's pretty awesome that we stayed consistent with it. And I remember there's a lot of times, even if we were out of town, you know, we would still do the show. And we would just call in from different places. And, you know, it was fun. It was something that, you know, kept us connected. It did. So I really enjoyed doing the show with you. I couldn't have had a better co-host, I would say that.
Oh, thank
so.
You.
You're
I feel
welcome.
The same.
Yes.
But,
so I'm looking back one of the shows that we did. I'm just looking at some of the titles we had, right? Treat 'em Like a Fan.
Mm-hmm. That's
I love
that
like, one. Yeah, yes. You know, we had over 1,000 listeners for that show, which is pretty cool. Gonna treat them like a fan, have them look you up on Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, you know. You better Google me, baby. You don't know
That's
who I
right.
am.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. We've had some pretty good titles. We've had over 1,000 people listen to Setting Boundaries and Stating Yourself Worth. So important, people. Oh my gosh.
Right.
It is true. You have to know who you are as a person, know what your worth is, know what
know
you will
worth.
And will not tolerate. That's right. You know, don't let anybody run over you. Don't let anyone mistreat you.
Mm-hmm.
Have some morals, have some standards for yourself. So what else are you thinking?
Well, I love our interview with Mr. Fickle. I think he was on more than once, like about twice or something.
Yes,
like that.
He was. He was like, actually, he was one of my favorites to interview because he was a friend of the show. Mr.
Yes,
Fickle,
absolutely.
The hip-hop nerd. I'm so glad that you said that. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad. Mr. Fickle, shout out to you. He is also doing photography as well, hip-hop nerd photo. So please follow him on social media, especially on Instagram, and get some photos done by him. He has taken plenty of my pictures. It's been great working with him and doing some photo shoots as well. I'm also on his Hip Hop Nerd album. Check that out. I did the hook on one of the songs. So check that out and just continue to keep up with him because he's doing some amazing things.
He really
Definitely.
Is. He's all... And he's been awesome with us. He went to a few events with us and everything, took some pictures. He's just really great. Definitely follow him and check him out.
He performed
nerd.
At my birthday party. Hello, at my 30th
oh, that's
birthday
right,
party.
That's right.
I mean, he put on a show for me. Like, he was, like, my star guest. I was like, yes, that is my celebrity guest. I loved him. Loved, loved, loved it. Oh, my gosh. That was fun. So
it
fun.
Was.
And then also,
yes.
One of our shows, I'm just looking now, all mixed up, Love in the Workplace. We had 2,600 listeners for that show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we had 2,600 listeners for the All Mixed Up Love in the Workplace, talking about crossing those lines and, you know, dating people inside the workplace. I guess a lot of people thought that was interesting, and they wanted to hear about that because there's probably a lot of workplace romances going on. We were just talking earlier. I just thought about it. Oh, my gosh, that's too funny.
Actually, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, we were.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Oh, my gosh, that girl, that's funny right there. That is funny. You know, I think I love a lot of our freestyle shows, you know, as well. We've had some fun on that. Just having fun. This show was all about fun and expressing ourselves and, like, getting a glimpse of who we are. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's important. So I think y'all know by now that we're pretty much crazy. It's all good. All good. And, you know, hopefully you've learned some things. Hopefully we bought some great people on. We had author Sylvia Biasi with The Sexless Marriage, A Relationship Guide. Make sure that you're reading her book, people, couples, singles, so you won't find yourself in a sexless marriage in the future. Know how to prevent that. Get that on Amazon or SylviaBiasi.com. We've had Brittany Presley on, which has been great. She's got two books out now, but one of her newest books is Open Your Mind Before You Open Your Legs. Some of y'all really need to follow that. Stop opening your legs. Open your mind.
Get that book early, okay? Do not go right there. That book tells you what not to do. So get that book early. And the younger you are, the better. There's a lot of mistakes we've made that she's put in the book to help you out. It's already put out for you in a fun and you know, a cute way. So pick that book up. I think it was kind of awesome.
That's right. Y'all need that. Mm-hmm. Even some of our older folks
need
that, too.
Absolutely. And then we get the Girly Girls Guide and see how we can live fabulously.
Exactly.
So they go hand in hand.
If your legs close, then you can live a fabulous life and be the girly girl that you want to be and that you've always wanted to be. And so, you know, check that out by moi at maritabiety.com. Or that's also on Amazon as well. So you've got a lot of reading to do. Put this on your reading list. Being that you won't be listening to our show every Tuesday night, you can now find the time to read just a little bit more. Oh boy. Oh my gosh, we've had Chuck Burks. He's also a comedian, which he also hosted an event that I did a couple years ago with Randy called the Intimacy Unleashed. Yes.
You're right. He was funny.
He brought a little humor to our serious relationship talks, and that was pretty awesome. So, yeah. Do that.
Yeah, he was on the show.
That's right. That's right. So we have seen people. We have had so much on this show, like you just wouldn't believe. And I'm just looking back like, wow, I am amazed at what we have done. I really am. I'm amazed at how far we've taken it. And then again, you know, but there's a season and there's a time and a place for everything. So, you know, now it's time to do bigger and better things, you know. Like, you may see us on TV really soon, doing a talk show together. So who knows? Who knows? You know. Oh, my boy. Shout out to my boy Manny James in New Haven. He's awesome.
Go get
that album. Look him up. He's a great singer. And he's been so fun. We've been to a couple things, seen him perform live. And he is like the real deal. Soulful. Love him. He's just a smooth brother. He is.
Yes.
I like Manny. He's cool.
Absolutely.
With his big lips.
Girl, stop. But Like Marina said, he is the real deal. Like these days, people don't sing. They use auto-tune or they rap their way through a song, but they're not really singing. This guy's like the old-school type R&B, the real lyrics that is not disrespectful, and you could hear the talent in his voice, like the ranges and everything. Like this guy is definitely the real deal. If you want some quality R&B music, check out Manny Jane, definitely.
I agree, 100%, absolutely. Oh, let me go back to the studio because I don't even know if anybody was calling in because I wasn't even looking at the studio. Let me go back. Let's see. Look, we got people texting over here. I'm like, people, you know, I can never tell. Oh, is somebody holding? Do they want to talk or do they just holding?
I wonder.
Let me see. Let me see if they want to talk. Let me see. This is the last show. Let's see if they want to say anything. Because, you know, sometimes I be getting confused. I be like, oh, yes. All right. So we're going to bring whoever is on the line. I'm about to click you on now. Let's see. Hey, you are live on the Late Night Girls. Would you like to say any parting words before we end our final show?
Oh, Late Night Girls, y'all gonna miss y'all.
Live on the air right now with the Late Night Girls. Who do we have on the line?
Late Night Girls, what's good? This is Mo. What's going on, ladies?
Oh,
hey.
It's Mo.
Hey, Mo.
How are you?
What is going on? I am wonderful, man. I'm listening to you guys right now. I'm like, let me call in and talk to my girls right quick on their last night, man. You guys are really messing it up, huh?
No, Mo has been wonderful, and he's been a guest, and he's been awesome. People, oh my gosh, just such a motivator and inspiration to so many people.
Yeah,
I learned from y'all, man.
Why don't you listen? Shout out your website real quick, Mo, so people can go there.
Listen, it's about y'all tonight. I got something on my website.
No, just say your website. Come on.
Website. This is about all of us.
www.moh-enterpriseLLC.com. You find all the information about me, what I do, our company, all of the above. But since I'm on the call right now, I just want to say, you know, you guys have done such a wonderful job being examples, being inspiration to those who listen. I just heard a woman from Georgia who called. That's awesome that you guys are touching people all over, I want to say the world. I'm not even going to say this country, but all over the world. And there's nothing but greater things, you know, ahead of you guys. So just, again, keep, you know, keep striving, keep reaching for beyond the stars, because there's nothing but great things that are pretty much ahead of you guys. I can't wait for what's next, you know, what's ahead of you guys, what's to come. So I'll make sure I follow you guys and keep myself updated on what's coming up. But thank you, guys. You guys definitely are an encouragement to me, an inspiration to me. So, again, I mean, I hate that you guys are leaving and shutting it down, but I know it's for a good reason. And like I said, bigger and better things are ahead of you. And, I mean, all those who are listening, you know, like I said, stay in contact with them, you know, websites, social media, email. I know Marita has a book out. So, yeah, I mean, don't let this last night be the last time you hear them. Follow them. Get on the email list, again, mailing list, whatever you can do to
connect
with them, do that tonight, because I guarantee you your inspiration, your motivation, everything was going to be brought to another level. So, again, if you're listening tonight, listen, stay in contact with these ladies, man, because they're doing wonderful things. So I want to make sure I call and gave my 2.5 cents.
Oh, those are so sweet words.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you guys are doing it, man. Yeah.
We love you.
Mandy
too.
James, I just want to co-sign too. Mandy James is like one of the smoothest dudes in R&B. So
that's right.
I heard the dude sing a few years ago. Actually, we saw him on the same program. He did a Christmas show with God's Generation, and smooth dude. So I mean, if you're, you know, if I can say this, grown and sexy, you know, and you on your adult thing, Mandy James is the dude. Book him. Look him up on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. If you want, some grown-up music, you know, I'm not talking about the twerking and shaking nothing. I'm talking about, you know, like Lenny Williams stuff. You love this woman and you don't want her to leave you. You're going to break down and cry. That's the kind of stuff that he sings that, you know, I'm going to let you, I love you, and I'm going to shout out to the world. So shout out to Manny James, man, representing Connecticut, man. Word.
Thank you. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that. Great.
Yeah.
Yes, he's definitely a friend of the show. Definitely.
Indeed.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you've contributed, you know, so much. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Word is born.
And you guys,
don't
forget,
follow
Mo as well. All right.
Yeah. But we'll be in touch, man. So
absolutely.
But again, God be blessed, man. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely.
And I know Jen, you know, we all going to, you know, it's going to happen. Work.
We're friends outside the show, so we'll keep in touch.
Work.
Yes,
work.
Definitely. All right,
so I'm going to let y'all go. I don't want to hold the rest of the callers up, but we'll be in touch. Bless y'all. And y'all know, keep
God
doing
bless.
It, man.
Thank you. You too, my dear.
Later.
Bye. That is just so awesome.
That was awesome.
I know, right? This is like, wow. And then I just got another message from someone on social media that just sent me a personal inbox saying, sorry that the show was leaving. I'm like, hey, you know, we gonna be around. Oh, my God.
It's just the show.
I hit the button to mute, Mo. It just looks like, you know, sometimes the studio be acting a little funny. I think he's gone. I don't know if he's still holding or if he's whatever. You know, it's cool. You know how like the thing just be going in circles. it's doing something.
Like it's trying to do something. Got it.
Yeah, like it's trying. So I'm sorry, Mo, if we got you like caught in between and whatever. Okay, but that was really awesome. We really do have fans like all over the place, and I don't know if my mom's friend is listening because she listens all the way from Texas. She's been like a loyal listener to the show, and several people, Demetria, Perfect Verse from California.
Oh, she's great.
I actually talked to her earlier, and I know that she was definitely going to try to listen in tonight. I told you guys, you can always go back and listen to the archived episodes right on our show page. And, you know, go back and hear some of the shows that we've done and catch up on some of these great interviews, because you will be introduced to some wonderful, wonderful people.
And I think that's awesome. So,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely this show has really given me a lot of insight and given me a lot of inspiration as well, just from speaking to a lot of the people that we've spoken to and being able to be a resource and be, what do you call it, kind of like a platform for other entrepreneurs, artists, and things like that. So it's definitely, we've definitely given others a platform because we've given the spotlight to people we like to share and inspire the world by sharing what other people's gifts are. So I think that's so important that, you know, it's not always just about us. It's not at all. We like to spread the light on other people. That's like when Mo called in. We're like, hey, you know, share your website.
Shout out.
It's not just about us, you know.
Right.
Definitely. We love promoting and helping other people in any way that we can. And you know what? We hope that someday someone will do the same for us. It's all about giving back and sharing the spotlight because I don't feel like there is room enough for all of us to succeed. There is money out there for everybody to make it. Like, why can't we spread the wealth, you know, spread the
Absolutely.
Love, spread the joy. You know, we all can do this, definitely.
I agree, and that's what I loved about the show. You know, we gave a spotlight to, like, independent artists, people coming up, you know, shop owners, like, people doing their own thing, you know, a positive light on our community, our people. And, I that's always been a great thing. One thing I want to say is that, like you said earlier, it's been great doing this with you, Marita. It's been 4 years, but me and you have been friends for such a long time. We're doing so much. We've done so much behind the scenes, and we'll still continue to do so much. I know there's one project that we're working on. I'll let you give more information on that on the Style Factory. Let's put that out there.
Yes, guys. Please follow the Style Factory CT on Instagram and Facebook. We are trying to build up our followers there. It's all about fashion inspiration, workwear ideas, just giving you life to your wardrobe, and pretty soon it's going to turn into something even greater, maybe even a store. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe sometime next year. Who knows? But listen, follow that page. Women, sorry, men, we don't have any men's clothing on there right now. But we are definitely going to be that fashion inspiration. I mean, Jen is like the bomb when it comes to like dressing anyway. So she is like the fashionista diva. Yeah, like you are the diva. So
it's
only right that we join forces on this. And, you know, I'm always getting compliments every day at work on things that I wear and stuff like that. And I was already, you know, I had my store before with the accessories and all that. So put it together. I mean, you got two fashionista divas. Like, come on. Like,
and
what?
I have great inspiration because if you guys ever go to Marita's, which you probably will, Marita's closet, her room, just her room. It's like a store in there. I love it. It's like a girly girl's heaven. You got shoes on display. You got clothes all over the place. Like, oh, it looks like a store, guys. There's like bags on racks and everything. Everything neat and beautiful, like a great girly girl store. I love it. And I go in and I'm like, oh, I just get inspired to like put some outfits together and stuff like that. So yeah, she is the true girly girl, the true girly
Absolutely.
Girl. You need to trademark that.
Well, look, girl, we got 2 minutes left, so we're gonna have to end up closing up this show. But listen, I want you guys to make sure, please, 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 stay connected with us on social media at Marita B, Jessatea 1. Follow us, MaritaBaiti.com. Again, we got so much that we've got going on and that's coming in the works. So we pray that you'll continue to follow and support what we do. Listen, because we love you guys and we thank you so much for being our loyal listeners. And then also, what else? Oh, you know,
well,
we've got to end the show properly. Go ahead.
I wanted to give a quick shout out to someone who we wanted to interview and we have not interviewed. CD Marie Dean, the confidence builder.
Oh,
that's what she called herself.
My girly.
We love her. She is the confidence builder. She has a book. It's called, what is the book called? It's Not Too Late. Recommit It. recommitted is not too late. And it's about abstinence, like, for God, and it's great. Just, even if you're not religious, just read it. It's a really great, inspiring book, and that's just my little two right thing I want to throw in there. But to end this all, as usual, Marita.
Yes, listen, if nobody told you that they loved you on this week, listen, just know that we do, and we will always love
yes,
you and appreciate you guys. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? I would put the applause button on, but I think my screen froze. What a better way to end the show with a technical difficulty, you know, on
which
the last
followed
show.
Us for 4 years.
Y'all know how we do. You know. I can't even hit that button right now. Like,
it's okay.
When I tell you, the screen is like, I don't even know. Did the time end? I think the show ended. Right about now.
No.
It's the time. But listen, peace out, guys. We love you.
We love you.
Let's clap. Let's give our own applause. Let's clap.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah!
Bye.
All right. It's the Late Night Girls. Yeah.
It's the Late Night Girls. Well, I can't sing, guys. But hope you enjoy the show. We love you.
All right.
Bye.
Smooches. Love you so much, guys. Peace out. Bye-bye.